I like to welcome everybody to my podcast. You know what I'm saying? What is the vibes, baby? I am your gracious host, man. And I hope everybody's doing well, man. You know what I'm saying? Staying safe out there. You know what I mean? I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, man. Yo, man. This is something that I want to talk about. I touched on before. This is an epidemic, man. Yo, I'm gonna keep it all the way funky, man. This shit is an epidemic, man. What is going on with all these rappers getting killed and dying? Like, what the hell is going on in hip hop? This shit that you see with all these rappers passing away violently, you know what I'm saying? This shit is crazy. I have never, ever in my 44 years of living so far, know what I mean, seen anything like this in a genre of music. You don't get this with other genres of music. You don't get the killing and the hate amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? The killing, but all this negativity, you know, hip-hop didn't start out like this, man. Hip-hop didn't start out like this. Like, what is this? Like, come on, man. Come on, guys. You guys got to do better, man. What is wrong with y'all? Like, what is wrong with y'all, man? You's got to do better, man. Like, you destroying something we built from nothing. And this podcast episode is out, going out. And this is a message to the ones that are inspiring to be, you know, an MC or a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I always say that there's a difference between hip hop and rap. Like, this stuff today is rap. Know what I mean? And like, hip hop is totally different from rap. I try to separate the music today. This drill shit, like I said before, is the worst shit that ever happened in hip hop, man. It's the worst thing that ever happened. This shit has got some type of, like, spell on the kids, you know what I'm saying, the youth, you know what I mean? Some type of demonic energy is putting on the youth. Like, this shit is weird, and this shit is spooky, and this is an epidemic, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit that's going on in Chicago, like, don't get me wrong. I know that, you know, there's violence everywhere, man, from, you know, California to New York, like, know what I mean, Chicago, Detroit, and so on and so on and so on. All cities have violence, but this shit in Chicago is on a whole nother level. This is like some type of, like, I don't know if Chicago got like a black cloud over it or some type of demonic energy going on in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? But I've never seen anything like this. It's like every other week or every week, a rapper is being killed. Now, don't get me wrong. They contribute to their passing, like doing dumb shit. Like, this is where the elders come in and supposed to school the youth, you know what I'm saying, and make sure they're not doing stupid shit, you know, and staying on the right path, whatever their path is in life. Like, know what I mean? Like, the elders got to step up, man. And if the youth don't listen to the elders, then, well, hey, then I guess, you know, you got to let that be what it is. Like, you know what I mean? But I've never seen anything like this. Another rapper passed away. I believe today, FBG Cash, I think his name is. He was associated with FBG Duck, which some of his stuff I kind of like was digging. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially for like working out and stuff like that. I like some of his stuff was pretty good, like, you know, but, he was affiliated with FBG Duck, and he's another one gone. Like, what the hell is going on in hip hop? Like, this is awful, man. All these young men who are potentially can be millionaires and billionaires that can probably help their community if they choose to do so. You know what I'm saying? Just like with, yo, like with King Von and all that. You know what I'm saying? King Von was doing big things for his community. You know what I mean? And he got snuffed out. You know what I'm saying? In Atlanta. Like, And then the other cat, the other rapper, from Atlanta, just died a couple days ago, or like a day ago, yo. I think his name was Trouble. This shit is retarded, man. Like, what is wrong with the youth today, man? What is going on? They got like some kind of demonic energy on them or something? This type of stuff wasn't happening when I was coming up, man. Like, people didn't like just shoot somebody for just for the sake of shooting somebody. Know what I'm saying? We got it in, like, we threw hands and shit when we had a problem and shit. Like, back when I was coming up, man, it was like fist fights and stabbings. You know what I mean? That was the main thing coming up. Nobody really had a firearm or a gun or anything like that when I was coming up. Know what I'm saying? Nobody really thought about carrying a gun or anything like that, you know, because, you know, being in New York State, like, know what I'm saying, the gun laws are so crazy, you know what I mean? They slightly slightly more lenient in Buffalo, New York, know what I mean, than New York City. Like, New York City, they don't let you have a goddamn thing. You can't do absolute, you can't carry nothing in New York City. They very strict in New York City, know what I mean? But in Buffalo, you can carry a firearm, but you got to go through some crazy loops to get that shit, you know what I mean? I remember the loops I had to go to get my shit, man. It was, like, crazy. I got to do all this just to carry a firearm? What? Like, but, man. But with the recent events that happened not too long ago, you know what I'm saying, with the mass shooting that happened in Buffalo, you know what I'm saying, they do need to have some type of strict, a little bit more stricter laws on, like, which they, I believe they passed a law not too long ago, a couple days ago. You have to be 21 in order to get, I think, a shotgun or something like that. I believe the age before was 18, but they passed a law. Now you got to be 21 because of all the things that happened in the mass shooting in Buffalo. But, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm figuring out. And, you know, every time I go on YouTube or every time I go on the internet, there's another rapper being killed. Like, I'm just trying to understand this. Like, this is some wild shit. Like, you guys, a lot of times these rappers speed up their death faster by the way they move, by the way they act on the internet. You know, you can speed that shit up by, you know, letting this internet shit take you over. You dig what I'm saying? And this is what I've been, I be stressing about, and this is what I be barking about all the fucking time. It's like people get on this internet and they lose theyself within this shit. Like, know what I'm saying? Like, people putting their whole life on the internet, know what I mean? Every move you make, you putting it on the internet, like, nobody needs to know where you at all times. Nobody needs to know what type of bread you got, you know what I'm saying, available to you, know what I'm saying? Nobody needs to know how much jewelry you have, you know what I'm saying? Nobody needs to know what kind of whip you driving. All this, it's called glamour. Like, know what I mean? This shit called glamour that people get hypnotized by. You know, all this bullshit, this nonsense in the world, man. All this shit is bullshit and nonsense. It don't, Federal Reserve notes and, you know, people with fancy cars and jewelry and all, none of that shit matters, man. None of that shit matters. None of that shit matters. The true wealth is knowledge and your health. That is the true wealth. And, you know, I'm just want to understand why are so many of these young rappers that can possibly be millionaires and billionaires and create opportunities for their community, their people in their community. Why are they acting so reckless out here? Like, why do you need to show people how much money you have? Why do you need, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's people out here with no jobs, you know what I'm saying? There's people out here that can barely make it out here, and you are flashing hundreds of thousands of dollars in people's face. First of all, a person who can count his money is still broke. You dig what I'm saying? If you can sit there and count every dime that you have, you know what I'm saying? You still broke. It's just that simple. You know what I mean? It's a poor man's mentality. You dig what I'm saying? Do you see, you know what I'm saying, Bill Gates, you know, walking around flashing his bread? You know what I'm saying? You don't even know where Bill Gates fucking lives, number one. You know what I mean? You don't see Bill Gates all over the internet, you know what I mean, flashing, you know what I mean, just stunting on everybody. You don't see Bill Gates doing that. You know what I'm saying? And that's always been a part of hip-hop culture ever since the beginning. You know what I'm saying? When people were wearing the gold chains and the dookie gold chains, the thick gold ropes and all that. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop has always been flashy. But it's to a different point now. You know what I mean? Back then, people were rocking gold. You know what I'm saying? And that connection with gold is totally different with a connection with diamonds. You know what I'm saying? Diamonds represents a feminine energy. You dig what I'm saying? And most, see, when they switched everything from gold to diamonds, you know what I mean? I'm going to break it down to a spiritual level, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to break it down from a spiritual level. See, when hip-hop started out in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? People was on that knowledge itself. People were 5%. The people was kicking knowledge. You know what I mean? The people were rocking gold. Now, gold, when you wear gold or you own a certain amount of gold in your possession, gold expands. It expands your life. The energy from gold, you know what I mean? These are things that are made by the creator, you know what I mean? That comes out the earth. Your body is made up of these elements, of these metals, gold, silver. Gold expands your life. Also, gold attracts wealth, more wealth to you. You know what I'm saying? So they gradually, over time, got us off the gold. And that was for a reason. Number one, gold reconnects you to not only the energy of you being royalty, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows kings, you know what I'm saying, had gold in their possessions. This is why all the wealthy people, you know what I mean, they hold gold. They hoard gold. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to break it down. You know what I mean? Kings possess gold. A lot of kings, they didn't have fucking diamonds and all that shit. Back in the day when kings wanted gold, you know what I'm saying? Gold, because of its power and its connection back to, you know what I'm saying, the original source where a lot of these metals and shit like that come from, which is, you know, Africa. You know what I mean? They get a lot of these metals and shit from Africa. You know what I mean? So, you know, it has a lot of... it's got real intrinsic value. You know what I'm saying? Diamonds is fool's gold, man. Diamonds don't really have no fucking value. No, they don't. Diamonds really don't have no. Diamond is nothing different from a diamond to like a crystal. You know what I'm saying? If you dig up some crystals out of the ground or whatever, and you end up getting just a clear crystal or other stones and stuff like that. See, they've tricked people into thinking that diamonds have some type of value. You know what I mean? Like, I'll give you a prime example. I'm going to give you a prime example that gold is worth more and is more beneficial to you to rock gold and to wear gold. You know what I'm saying? See, they don't understand, like, we come from royalty, and this is why we rock gold back in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? And people understood that because people had knowledge of self, and they knew their history, you know what I'm saying, way back then, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people, especially in New York State, you know what I mean, people were 5%ers, you know what I'm saying? And they were coming off the teachings of that. So, like Rakim, you know what I'm saying, KRS-One, LL Cool J, this is why they were rocking gold at that time, because they were representing their lineage from royalty. You know what I'm saying? Gold also, like I said, it expands your life, and also it's a positive energy. You know what I mean? Gold, you know what I'm saying, attracts wealth to you. You know what I'm saying? This is why people who still are on that spiritual path or on that element of gold, you know what I'm saying, people who rock it and buy gold, you know what I mean, are always, you know what I'm saying, always have wealth. Because gold is the real, it's a real asset, it's real money. You know what I mean? So, but over time in the hip hop, they gradually got us off the gold. And then if you can remember, like in the early 80s and 90s, people were rocking gold. So you didn't have a lot of this craziness that's going on in hip hop. You know what I mean? In the 80s and 90s. Because people were still, you know, they still had a connection to their royal lineage, right? So over time, people started rocking platinum. Now, don't get me wrong, platinum has a value, but it has nothing to do with your direct connection to Kemet. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? Gold has been around forever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing too much about fucking platinum. You know what I mean? Like the history of platinum or what it's used for. But I know if you take a gold coin anywhere in this fucking world, they recognize that as money. You know what I'm saying? No matter where you take it in this world, that is money. You dig? Not fiat Federal Reserve notes. You know what I'm saying? And that too, like people out here, you know, think they doing something by showing all this Federal Reserve notes. This money has no fucking value, man. To you, you might think it has some fucking value. It's just a medium for exchange to buy goods and services. It has no fucking value. And I'm going to make a podcast on that and break it down the money. You know what I'm saying? Why it don't have no value and all that. But right now, we're getting to what they did in hip hop to destroy it, right? So you had tons and tons of acts that came out the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Was on that, you know what I'm saying, that spiritual, still having you on that direct connection to your royal lineage, you know what I'm saying? You had acts like Rakim, Queen Latifah, you know what I'm saying? A lot of acts back in the day, Public Enemy. You know what I mean? Even Pac was on that shit too, but Pac was kind of confused. He got caught between a rock and a hard stone, whatever you how you say that. But see, over time, they gradually got us off our original bloodline, which royalty, and our original us knowing and having knowledge itself as, you know, having, you know, understanding your history and where you come from. You know what I'm saying? And understanding that the black woman, well, so-called black woman, is the mother of all civilization. You dig what I'm saying? So they gradually got us off the gold. You know what I'm saying? Knowing the power of gold. Gold has power. It has a lot of power. You dig what I'm saying? This is why a lot of these old, decrepit motherfuckers, these old rich motherfuckers hoard gold. And this is why they be living to be like 109, you know what I'm saying, Rockefellers and shit like that. This is why they confiscated the gold from the people, you know what I'm saying? They had to break us from that direct connection of our royal lineage. This is why gradually over time, you know what I mean, they got us off the gold, it went to platinum, you know what I'm saying? I think it went to platinum, then, I mean, some people wearing silver and something like that, but it went to platinum and diamonds. I know when they made that fucking switch, because I remember it was around 1998 or 99, people started rocking platinum, and they used Jay-Z for that. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z in 98, 99 had a huge influence, you know what I'm saying? And you started seeing a lot of rappers rocking diamonds. Now, what's the saying they say about diamonds? Diamonds are a woman's best friend. You know what I'm saying? So now they got us off that royal energy onto the feminine energy of rocking diamonds. You know what I'm saying? Now, diamonds, that's a totally different whole fucking, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have the powers of gold. You know what I'm saying? It don't have the elements of expanding your lifespan, expanding your life, you know what I'm saying? It don't have the health benefits, you know what I'm saying? Gold has some other benefits too. Well, I can't think of them right now. You know what I mean? So diamonds are worthless stones, and a lot of people don't know that. They have some value, but yo, if diamonds have any value and it has more value than gold, why is it when you buy a diamond ring or an engagement ring? You know what I'm saying? Say for instance, you buy an engagement ring for $4,500. It's just like an automobile. It loses value as soon as it leaves the store or the lot. You know what I'm saying? It's not an asset. So they got everybody off the gold, you know what I'm saying, which is a true asset, which gold over time actually increases in value. So they had to get everybody off the gold thing, man. And they were very successful in getting everybody off the gold thing, you know what I'm saying, disconnecting you from your true lineage, you know what I'm saying, and your connection with gold. You have a deep-rooted connection with gold, you know what I mean? This is why they had to get these influencers, a lot of these rappers, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z is an influencer, you know what I mean? This is why they had Jay-Z rocking platinum and diamonds, you know what I'm saying? You don't have no connection with platinum and diamonds. You dig what I'm saying? Your true connection, your royalty connection, back to Kemet, there's no connection with diamonds and platinum. When they dug up all those... when they dig up a lot of those tombs and Kemet, you know what I'm saying? Do you find platinum and diamonds in all those tombs? No, you find gold. That's your true, that's what you're supposed to be rocking, gold. If you don't want to wear it, you're supposed to be buying it. You know what I'm saying? And they did disconnecting you from a lot of your history. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what... I'm just guessing. That's one of the issues that's going on in hip hop, because of your disconnection to your true lineage. You're supposed to be gold. Gold is your true connection. You know what I'm saying? Gold can open up you know what I'm saying? I think it's called your Akashic Records, man. Like, you know what I mean? If you own gold and you have it in your pocket, or you wear gold. I'm not talking about gold that's cut. I'm talking about solid gold. I'm not talking about 14 karat gold, something that's been cut with another metal. I'm talking about gold that is 99.9% or 99.8%. That's the gold I'm talking about. I'm not talking about 14 karat gold and shit that's been cut with other weaker metals that don't have no benefits to your life. You dig what I'm saying? Don't expand your life. Like, gold attracts wealth, and it's a life force, man. And I think that has a lot to do with what's going on with the rappers, man. You know what I'm saying? They're rocking things and acting retarded on this internet, and they don't have no discipline. You dig what I'm saying? They come across Federal Reserve notes. You know what I'm saying? They think that has some value. Now, they have some value at this moment. Like, you can take it and turn it in for some gold. That's something that has value. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, Federal Reserve notes don't have no value whatsoever. And I'm going to do a podcast on that. You know what I'm saying? Breaking down the Federal Reserve note and why it don't have no value. I think I did a couple podcasts on that in the past, but I'm just trying to get an understanding. So let's break it down, man. So in the 80s, 90s, we were rocking gold. Early 90s, we were rocking gold. Then it switched over to platinum and diamonds. Diamonds are a woman's best friend, but diamonds lose value as soon as you leave the store with it. Diamonds are worthless, really. If you know anything about diamonds, you know what I'm saying? It's a stone just like any other stone, like emerald, ruby, you know what I mean? They got the onyx. They got, what other stones they got? Moldavite, that's not really a stone, you know what I mean? But It's just like any crystal, any other crystal, you know what I'm saying? Now, it does have some energy properties that it could help with your life, but gold is the main one they had to fucking get you off. Just like when the Federal Reserve moved in on America, they had to get everybody off that fucking gold, man, because gold is powerful. You dig what I'm saying? This is why they push the Federal Reserve notes so hard on people and have these influencers, which is entertainers and rappers, push these Federal Reserve notes like when they have some value when they actually don't. Actually, Federal Reserve notes hold negative energy on them. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. You're actually supposed to wear like a piece of silver in your pocket when you have Federal Reserve notes in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Because silver is another positive conductor that cleanses negative spirits. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this money, you got to think about all the deaths that happen around money and around owning diamonds and platinum. Just think about it. All the people that have passed away and died, not only in the rap music, but in life general, owning that own diamonds, all the people who've been robbed for diamonds, all the people who've been killed who own diamond jewelry stores. Like, I can go on and on and on, because that's not what people are supposed to be rocking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Gold, silver are the righteous metals. You know what I'm saying? Even copper. You know what I'm saying? We've been on that type of time since Kemet. You know what I'm saying? Again, when they open up these ancient Egyptian tombs, they're not finding diamonds. You know what I'm saying? They're finding true metals that have positive impact on your life. You dig? They're finding gold. They're finding silver. You know what I mean? And they're finding copper in these tombs, mainly gold. And copper and gold and copper. I don't think a lot of tombs had silver in them. Maybe some. You know what I mean? Silver is another one that's very beneficial to your life. You know what I'm saying? It's antiviral, antibacterial. You know what I mean? If you get any type of food poison, you just drink some colloidal silver. Now, I'm not a doctor or nothing like that, or a physician, but I'm just going by what I experienced with drinking colloidal silver. You know what I mean? I just recently had an issue where I had something going on with my stomach, and, you know, I was going back and forth to the bathroom 3 days straight, man. I was going back and forth to the bathroom, and I was like, you know what? No, actually, it was like a day or two. I drank that colloidal silver. 24 hours, it cleared right up, started cleaning right up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might have to hit yourself with like a half a cup twice that day. You know what I mean? Or you might have to do it 2 days in a row. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm not a doctor or physician. You know what I mean? I'm not giving medical advice, but I'm just going giving you advice on, you know, what I experienced by using colloidal silver. So let's get back to it, man. You know what I mean? So they gradually got us off, you know, rapping about our history. And, you know what I'm saying, us rocking the gold, which we have a direct connection with gold. Now, I mean, they got us off that. And then NWA came in the picture in, what, mid-80s, late-80s, you know what I'm saying? Now, they had Public Enemy. Now, I mean, they was talking that Black Power shit. You know what I'm saying? They was talking about, there was some revolution-type shit, you know, Public Enemy. So they had to counteract that. These record companies had to counteract that shit with bringing in NWA. You know what I'm saying? Positive Charge. You know what I'm saying? Public Enemy. Negative Charge. NWA. You know what I'm saying? This is how they gradually fucking destroyed rap. You know what I mean? Well, hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And they split it up. Now they got these different genres of hip hop. And they split it up into like fucking pizza pies. And now, when hip hop started, you dig, hip hop was about the elements. You know what I'm saying? There was like the b-boying, the breakdancing. You know what I'm saying? These are the elements of hip hop. You know what I mean? B-boy, breakdancing, the DJ. The DJ was the most important thing in hip hop. And that too, they gradually got rid of the fucking DJ. The DJ was the man in hip hop. when it first started. You had rappers back in the day, yo, say something about my DJ. They would get up on stage and they would pay homage to the DJ first. You know what I'm saying? It was all about the DJ and what the DJ and how he got down. You know what I mean? How he mixed and all that. You know what I'm saying? That's why you had groups like Fresh Prince and DJ, I forgot his fucking name. DJ Jazzy Jeff. You know what I'm saying? It was all about the DJ. You know what I mean? Even with the group Public Enemy, it was all about the fucking DJ. I forgot his name. I think it was Terminator X. Yeah, DJ Terminator X. You know what I mean? It was all about the DJs. And it gradually got hip-hop off the DJ being the most important. And at the same time, they gradually got the female MC, which back in the 80s, she held her own. She could spit too. She wasn't spitting about this dumb shit she's spitting about today with a Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. It's all about fucking stripping and fucking taking your goddamn clothes off and how you can get over on a man. You know what I mean? This is causing chaos amongst the community, and this is why nobody wants to date fucking each other. You know what I'm saying? The opposite sex, and this is why fucking the opposite sex is turning to the same sex. It's because fucking you got influencers like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, and it goes all the way. It didn't start there. It goes all the way back to fucking Lil Kim, Nicki Minaj. Know what I'm saying? This negative charge. Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim, know what I mean? Foxy Brown, the rapper Foxy Brown, know what I'm saying? It goes all the way back to the 90s, you know what I'm saying? That's when the switch came, when he had the female, you know what I'm saying? The switch came when Lil Kim came on the stage, know what I mean? Lil Kim was the first one doing that raunchy shit, know what I mean? And Big said he wanted to make Lil Kim like the Black Madonna. Or some shit like that. So this is when the switch came for the female MC. So now, when Lil Kim knocked down the door and shit, know what I mean, with her raunchiness and wearing barely nothing on stage and all that, now all the women thought they had to follow suit on the same type of tip. And this is why you got the Megan Thee Stallions, the Nicki Minajs, know what I'm saying? They all were influenced by that negative charge of Lil Kim. Lil Kim started that whole movement. Lil Kim, Foxy Brown. Mainly Lil Kim, know what I'm saying? Because she was more popping than Foxy Brown. Foxy Brown didn't really take off all like that. She had a couple of joints, but she didn't really take off like that, you dig? But it was Lil Kim who started all that shit. She is the grandmother of what you see today from Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B and all these clown-ass women that are degrading herself and a group of women at the same time, and they think it's fucking cute to follow these fucking idiotic influencers. I don't even call them rappers, really. They're influencers. You know what I'm saying? Because the shit they rap about, it don't be about nothing. It don't be about uplifting nobody, you heard? So none of this shit fucking is all trash. You know what I mean? So boom. I'm going to continue on, man. So once they did that, you know what I'm saying? That got all the women off the tip of, you know, you know, when before that, it was women were, you know, taking up for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Who you calling to be? UNITY. It was about unity, motherhood. You dig? You know what I'm saying? Queen Latifah, it was like, who calling to be? Ladies' Choice. You know what I'm saying? You had songs like that. Like, you know what I mean? You also had songs like Self-Destruction. You know what I'm saying? You don't have songs like that no more. Now the songs are destructive. Positive charge in the 80s, now we on this negative charge. I'm just trying to get an understanding. So this is my understanding. I'm breaking it down. You know what I mean? So we've moved from fucking Lil Kim and her raunchy shit. You know what I'm saying? Now every woman think they have to follow suit on that same type of tip in order to make bread. And this is why you got Megan Thee Stallions and so on and so forth. But you see the dirty little game the record companies have done to infiltrate the fucking music. And now it's chaotic. It's fucking chaotic. We have to switch it back to its positive charge, which we have to go back to what we originally did when the shit first fucking started. because it's these big time record companies who's controlling the narrative of the music. You know what I'm saying? And not only is the music suffering, but the children are dying over this fucking music. And it's not even supposed to be like that, you heard? It's not even supposed to be like that. You know what I'm saying? So we have to change the narrative. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's all about ownership. We need to own our shit. We need to stop jumping for the first deal that comes our way. You know what I mean? You don't jump at the first deal that comes your fucking way. You wait it out. Especially if you are an independent artist and you getting money, you living, you good, like you keep grinding on your own. A lot of you so-called rappers, you don't even need a fucking label today. Why do you need a label today? You know what I'm saying? If you're making $5,000, $10,000 a show, why do you need a fucking label today? You can pay for your own advertisement. You can pay for your own everything. That's a lot of bread. You making more bread than some doctors do. So what the fuck is the problem? You don't need no fucking record label no more. What you need to do is change the fucking narrative of your music. And then you got these cats wearing tattoos all on their face and all over their body looking like a clown. Like, it's like they sending the message like, oh yeah, I know I'm going to die, so I'm going to just tap my fucking face up and body. It don't matter anyway. I'm not going to need to be in society and get a 9-to-5 ever, you know, because I'm going to be dead. So let me just tap my face up and look like a fucking clown. Like, know what I mean? Wear fucking skirts and shit like that. This shit is just retarded and ridiculous. Like, motherfuckers tatted up all over their body, wearing skirts and wearing purses. You know what I mean? What type of weirdo shit is going on, man, with these cats, man? But this is how they changed the direction of hip hop. This was the beginning, man. The beginning was they had to get everybody off wearing gold. Just like when the Federal Reserve came in 1913, you know what I'm saying? They had to confiscate the gold from the people. They had to steal the people's gold, and that's what they did. That gold, I'm telling you, owning gold is very fucking powerful, man. Very fucking powerful. Everybody should have like a little piece of gold in their pocket if you walk around with that shit. And you know what I'm saying? They say what you're supposed to do with gold is you're supposed to have it, that shit in your pocket and dream about what you want, and that shit will come true. You know what I'm saying? Visualize what you want out of life. You're going to have to put the work in too also. You know what I'm saying? Gold is not going to just fucking drop millions of dollars in your pocket, but whatever you decide you want to do in life and you go for it, wearing gold and you putting that gold and wearing solid gold on you, this is why they don't want people owning gold, because that's why they confiscated the gold in 1913 from the people, because their goal was to get everybody off that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what was making people powerful. Know what I mean? And also, it was a competition to the Federal Reserve note. You know what I'm saying? Every time the Federal Reserve note, you know what I'm saying, loses purchasing power, the value of gold goes up. See, they don't like gold. The people that run the Federal Reserve and know what I mean, run these banks, they don't like gold. They hate gold. You know what I'm saying? They wish they can get rid of gold complete, but see, they can't. You know what I'm saying? They can't do that. They can't do that. You know what I'm saying? They can't do that. But they wish they could just wipe gold and own all the gold, but they can't. You know what I mean? Natural law, they can't. You know what I'm saying? So that's how powerful gold is. This is why, you know, they did what they did. This is why they did what they did in hip hop, because they had to get everybody on this diamonds and platinum shit. You know what I'm saying? They knew the power of us wearing gold, us owning gold. You know what I mean? Having gold in our pockets. They knew the power of that shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit wake up, you know what I'm saying, spiritual shit within you. You know what I mean? Gold is very powerful, man. Very, very, very powerful. You know what I'm saying? But I just want hip hop to take its course back to where it started. You know what I mean? And where it started was on a positive charge. You know what I mean? where it started was having knowledge of self, you know what I'm saying? Knowing who you are on this planet, you know what I'm saying? Where it started was, you know, wearing gold, rocking gold, you know what I'm saying? Direct connection to your royal lineage here on this planet. You dig? You know what I'm saying? We have a very rich, rich, rich history here on this planet. You know what I mean? And it's up to you to want to learn that. You know what I mean? Don't rely on school. These schools are all controlled, just like the media and shit like that. Don't rely on these schools. You're going to have to take your own initiative if you want to learn who you are on this planet. Take your own initiative and learn who you are on this planet. You know what I'm saying? Don't rely on the public school system to teach you that shit, because they're not. They're just going to indoctrinate you with fake history. You know what I'm saying? They're going to just indoctrinate you with becoming a worker. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with college. They just indoctrinate you on becoming a slave for some corporate entity. That's all it's going to do, man. That's all it's going to do, man. But this is sad, man. I'm going to get into a list of rappers who passed away in 2022. It's just halfway over, man. It's not. I don't even think it's halfway over. Is it halfway over? Yeah, it's halfway over. And this is just some of the rappers that passed away recently. You know what I'm saying? So let me get into this list. Okay, so first one is rapper Jay Stash. Died in January in a murder-suicide. The rapper was only 28, man. He reportedly shot and killed a woman, though, to be his girlfriend, 27-year-old Jeanette, in California residence before turning the gun on himself. That's one. Lil Devin was born in Indiana. He would gain recognition for tracks such as MVP. I don't even know who that is. Devin was killed in January while celebrating the new year at a party at his family home, according to local outlet. That's Lil Devin. This is recently. Wavy Navy Poop, you know what I'm saying, was a Miami rapper, perhaps the most recognized for his song Money on My Head. See? Negative charge. Negative. Why would you make a song like that with Moneybagg Yo? While he had yet to achieve mainstream success, he seemed destined for greatness. Having signed to Quality Control Music, home to artists such as Lil Baby, Migos, and the City Girls, Wavy Navy Pooh passed away. Tragically, he died on January in a drive-by shooting. In reports, he was riding in a car with three other individuals, including two young children, when someone ambushed him. The others were not hurt. Wavy Navy Pooh was 28 years old. 20 fucking 8 years old. T.Dot Wu, drill rapper. T.Dot Wu lost his life in a shooting in Brooklyn, New York in February. Reports that the rapper, real name Tajay Dotson, was outside when a bullet struck him. Wu was friends with Pop Smoke, another rapper who passed away violently. One of the rappers who died in 2020 in a home invasion. He just finalized a contract with $1 Million Records in hours before his death. He was 22. Snooty Wild. Music fans will remember Memphis rapper Snooty Wild for the 2014 radio anthem, Yay Yo, and its remix featuring Fabulous, Jadakiss, French Montana, and YG. The rapper signed to Yo Gotti CMG imprint would go on to release other popular singles such as Made Me with K Camp and 2016 Rich or Not, but Yay Yo remains his most popular song. Snooty reportedly died in February after a shooting in Houston, Texas. Sad, man. Snooty Wild's death came just months after the murder of fellow rapper Young Dolph. That's another sad tragedy, man. So, does this have any type of connection? Allegedly, they saying that Yo Gotti had something to do with Young Dolph's murder, because they were going back and forth, allegedly. I don't know. Sad, man. Gunu was a rapper from Washington's D.C. area. He had gained attention for his song Stain, but died before reaching mainstream success. Local news outlets report that he was shot on March 18 in Prince George's County and pronounced dead at the hospital. This is the guy that they put on the stage dead. Like, what kind of fucking shit, weirdo, weird shit is that to take the body of somebody and put that dead body in a stage in a strip club? Like, this world is going fucking mad, man. When I seen that on YouTube, I didn't even watch the whole fucking thing. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this internet shit is just, you know, they need to censor some of this internet shit, like, word. Like, they need to censor some of this shit and not let, you know, some of this shit that goes on go on. This is getting out of hand. Like, people just doing shit just to get clout, doing shit for attention. You know what I'm saying? People putting all their business out on the internet. It was like, when are you expecting to, like, you know, have some privacy to yourself? Like, certain things that go on, like, you won't catch me all over the fucking internet and all that. Nah, man, fuck all that, man. I'm from the old school. Like, cats from the old school don't, if you want to keep it 100, like, cats from the old school don't even really rock with the internet all like that. You know what I'm saying? They use it for what they need to use it for. Know what I'm saying? Like, what I use it for, what I need to use it for. Like, I like, you know, doing podcasts and, know what I'm saying? I like doing YouTube videos, but, know what I mean? You don't see me all over the joint. Like, know what I mean? I just like spreading information, giving people information, talking to the people. You know what I'm saying? Like the way they used to do it back in the day with the radios when people didn't have TVs and shit. You just had a radio and you heard a voice. And, you know, that's the thing, too. People don't leave things to the fucking imagination no more. You got to be all over the internet, all over YouTube, all over Facebook, all over fucking Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing's left to the imagination no more. Women don't leave things to the fucking imagination no more. They're wearing skimpy clothing, you know what I'm saying? Showing everything they got. Like, know what I mean? Not all women, but you know the vibes. You know what I'm talking about. Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? You don't show everything you fucking have to the fucking world. Like, know what I mean? You leave shit to the imagination. Know what I'm saying? And that's what women did back in the day when I was coming up. They didn't wear all this skimpy clothes and shit like that. They wore baggy clothes and shit. You know what I'm saying? They left shit to the imagination. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just carried their way a certain way. Even chicks that got down on some, you know, just slept around. They slept around the town, like the neighborhood. They didn't even get down the way they get down. These women today get down. You know what I'm saying? They still has a certain amount of class how they even did that shit. Like, know what I mean? Like, it was just fucking different, man. These youth are fucking different, man. They're just different. They're overly sexed. They drug the fuck up. Know what I mean? Get off the fucking drugs. Stop thinking that, you know what I'm saying, you got to sleep with everything you fucking see. Know what I mean? And get your shit together, youth. Come on, man. Enough is enough of fucking already, man. You know what I'm saying? People dying left and right, you know, over some fucking music? Since when did people have an argument over the internet and it becomes deadly? Like, shit is stupid, man. But yo, man, that's my take in this podcast episode, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody enjoyed this podcast episode. Know what I mean? Please share this podcast episode with family and friends. Know what I mean? Please follow me in Anchor or whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Please follow me. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. But that's my take in this podcast episode, guys. I'm your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, and I just want to say peace and love. Stay safe, guys. Take care. One.